Okay, here's the first one.
Wait, hold on. This is the TMK Mailbag Podcast.
Okay, first entry.
Yes.
Is something going on with the staff? Take these examples. Lizard Dude. Or sometimes we flirt with Sphera Jepperson. High school? Sphera Jebs LD in the ribs. How about I tell your supposed girlfriend this? Or how's about this? David Dayton. JJ just needs love. JJ. Is that an invitation, David? Because I am so game. Or when David Dayton's thing says still single, and LD says hot or not. It's the second one that scares me the most. Compares to horror movie.
Horror movie?
I have yet more mailbags to search. These are from the same mailbag. The one where you click JJ and your icons go crazy. What's the tune that's playing when you do that? Yes, I'm the same guy that sent those huge email about SMB3, mainly. I think that was the subject, too. Signed, Luke. No, not Luke Skywalker before you say anything. And it's Luke, not Lucas before you try that either.
I care.
Luke, we are not your father. Didn't we already...
He is your father. We is your father.
Does anybody have anything going on with anybody else? I don't think we do, do we?
Do what?
Going on with anybody else?
Well, that's what he asked. No,
we don't.
I'm happily married.
As far, yeah. We're all fine.
Married to the dude. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, we slept together last E3. He still respected me in the morning.
We are not posting this.
Oh, he posted it on the forums. There's nothing wrong with this.
Okay.
Okay,
as you may have guessed.
That was an outside joke.
Now, Deezer and Sephira are not here to answer.
And they are not in love.
We hope not, at least. She's too young for him. But, anyway, and besides, never mind, that's not funny. As we said, we're all normal and not attracted to each other.
Just the second part.
Okay, good. There's nothing going on,
I think. There's nothing normal going on.
There's hardly ever anything going on. You check off. Never mind. Yes. Okay. Let's.
David already answered all of these.
On to the next message.
Hold on.
We're getting there, folks.
Dear TMK, what's the best deal you've ever got on eBay? A Mario-related one and a non-Mario one, please. Signed, Grad.
So, what's your best deal you ever got?
Next message.
$2 Mario shirt.
Oh, someone got
cool. Wow.
It's a $2 shirt with Mario on it.
Super Mario Brothers box art on it.
Exactly.
And it says Game Boy Advance.
Now, if you include sales as deals, which I think you can, I once bought a 25-cent Atari 2600 cartridge, which turned out to be a prototype cart, which I sold for $125. That was my best deal. Don't you wish you could do that? But you can. Ha! I'm sorry.
Yeah, I guess my best deal wasn't that. It was the reverse, where I bought a whole bunch of DDR Mario and then sold them on eBay.
Yeah.
Gee.
I guess the best deal I've gotten ever was still Chrono Cross OST for $27, which is not, like, spectacular like all of you guys, but it's decent.
I got a Mario animation cell for $10.
I bought the Mario Land Compact Disco single for... 1 pence.
You can't go much lower than 1 pence. I got it. You may have topped Saul now. Well, that's about it for that. What's the next message say?
Alright. Okay, you already know about Daisy's potbelly, but I found another proof that shows you that Nintendo who wants Daisy to stand behind Peach in matters of beauty and shape. Select Peach in Mario Kart DS and check her weight in a random cart. Then select Daisy and put her into the same cart. Now the weight has increased. Daisy's obviously fatter than Peach. Please don't take this too seriously. I know you won't. I just think it could be interesting for Daisy fans and Peach haters.
Okay, there's only one response to this. Someone get out their DS and Mario Kart right now. Who has a DS handy with Mario Kart?
Mine's somewhere.
Well, get it out. He said not to take this too seriously, so we have to ignore it and take it seriously.
Okay. By the way, this is from George without an E at the end.
Oh, it's from Jorg.
Yeah.
Jorg. Okay. We are now getting out our DS, and we're going to check and see whether you're right about this. And by the way, who thinks Daisy has a pot belly? I don't.
Let's go!
Okay. Okay, let's see here. Characters. Now we just pick anything here. So.
Wait.
We have to pick a card with Peach in it. And, okay, we're looking at her weight. So find a car. Which
okay,
car?
Okay, we'll do the light dancer.
Can we use the light dancer? Her weight's about how many notches on
Let's
that thing?
Let's see, 4.5.
We should do Peach first.
That's right.
Because that's his comparison with Peach. Could go to the light dancer.
Light tripper. Oh, it's the same thing. Okay.
Okay, light tripper. Peach is how many bars on the weight scale?
Like 4.25.
4.25. Okay, now we go to see whether your conspiracy theory is right. Peach is 4.25. How much is Daisy?
4.5.
4. That's right. That means Daisy
is 1/4 notch heavier than Peach.
Well, George had another question.
He did?
Yeah. What means the expression tripper in Peach's card? Like tripper, I couldn't understand the meaning of this word.
I was sure I answered this.
It's called Tanzwagen. That means dance car.
I think it's Tanzwagen, but yeah.
It's because she keeps falling out of the car.
What? Can we read your answer?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, wait, we have an answer. Go ahead, read it.
I'll do it.
You said it's an idiom. Trip the light fantastic to dance. Middle English, act of tripping. From trippin' to trip. From Old French, tripper, to stamp the foot of Germanic origin.
You don't stamp the foot of Germanic origin. You don't want to get Germanic origin mad at you. Not even regular origin, for that matter. Are we ready for the next letter, or do we have more questions from Gorge?
He's done.
Bye-bye, Gorge.
Nope.
This is totally like Strong Bad.
We now have 4 questions from Carlos Ashley Figueroa Thompson.
Is that a guy or a girl? Hi, Carlos Ashley.
And by the way, Figueroa is like the name of the street where the convention center is.
It is. Maybe this person... Never mind. Keep going.
All right. Hi, guys. Well, this is the first email I send to ya.
Yay!
I wanted to ask ya these questions. Number 1. I always loved Daisy, and I agree that she's cool in that, but I disagree in the idea that she was nicer before she was, quote, transformed. Well, though she looks like a ghost...
I noticed a theme here with the last 2 messages.
It is much nicer, and she's nicer. Okay, I guess that wasn't a question.
He or she likes Daisy. We got it.
Number 2.
2.
I like Mario Party 6 and 7. You ask why? Well, the minigames are cool. The boards, too. But I especially like the taunts. My favorite one is Daisy's. But there are some that I can't understand. For example, Luigi's, when he gets a star, he says something like, "Oh yeah, Luigi likes Toadette."
I think he says, "Oh yeah, Luigi got it." I could be wrong, however.
Number 3. Talking about Toadette, where the hell does she come from?
When a mommy mushroom boy? Wait. Okay, let's try that again. When a mommy shroom and a daddy shroom love each other very much...
They sporulate.
They go to the orphanage and adopt a small child. That is where Toadette came from. Actually, we're lying. We don't know where she came from.
She came from outer space. To Tanga Center. To infiltrate the mushroom people. Much like Gargamel sent Smurfette.
You're saying Tatanga is behind Toadette?
Sure.
Can we quote you on that?
No.
That's better. What else?
Number 4.
Woohoo, 4.
Yesterday I saw a game for DS called Super Princess Peach.
Woohoo!
Which obviously features Peach.
Yes.
Ampersand, I thought of having a game featuring Daisy.
Super Princess Daisy?
Quote, Or no, because instead of putting Daisy as a second, such as Mario having Luigi as a second, it's only Peach.
But isn't that Super Princess Peach?
You know, yeah, but he wants Daisy, or whatever, wants Daisy as Peach's second, in case she gets injured fencing.
Okay, so we'll make you a deal. If you... I'm not sure what my deal was anymore, actually. I've lost track of the message. Sure, why not? Let's do it.
We'll set our top programmers on it at once. Because we've got two in the room.
Because as at least 10% of all people may lean into us know, we are Nintendo.
Unfortunately, the next message is from Schmorky. And
who's Schmorky again?
Well, he sent several images.
Oh, not Schmorky.
And so this is visual, so we can't really cover that.
Does it look nice?
Next, message from Alex Spear.
Hey, Alex!
Being the good little Mario boy I was, I bought Super Mario Sunshine the day it came out in 2002. I had my fun with it and beat it in about a month, putting it away, not to see the light of day until now. I have had fun playing the game again, but I just had one question. How do you get back to the Delfino Isle Airport after beating that first plant at the beginning? Can you go back?
Yep, this is not beating the game.
Wait, this is like a serious a question. We actually have a real question for once. Don't you have to... After you beat Bowser, then you can go pay to go back to the island, or you have to do another requirement first?
You can do it before you beat Bowser, I think.
I can't remember now, actually.
That's useless.
Yeah. Well, eventually,
it's been too long.
Eventually, you do something, and once that happens, near and that little port near the blue coin shop, there's an extra boat. You can take the boat to Delfino Island, well, to the airstrip, run around like crazy, collect coins, get eaten by giant fish, stuff like that. So you can go back eventually, yes. Aren't you happy to know that? I am.
There's something from Mr. Kino.
Who's Mr. Kino?
That
wasn't a real question, don't worry. Keep going.
Love the site, but I feel that there is something missing. Something that I thought you guys would have in the site for sure.
Because we do!
No, it's us. We're missing you. We're at E3.
I remember the box art for SMB3, but on the back, it showed a screenshot of a level I never saw in the game. If I remember correctly, it had fuzzy beetles flying, and I think I saw grass in that same screenshot. I'm pretty sure there were some box art variations in the USA. I have searched Google, but all I find is the front and the new Super Mario Advance 4 box art. Well, pardon my horrible English, but I hope you guys find it. I know it's out there. Smiley.
Don't we have that on the site?
Yes, we do.
Isn't it on the Super Mario Bros. 3 game page?
It's on the Lost Bikes page for Super Mario Bros. 3.
I find it interesting that he said pardon his English and he used better English than anyone else.
I know.
Actually, you know what we might want to do eventually, and I'm sure we already plan to do this, is make sure all the Lost Bytes stuff's actually linked to the page of each game.
Right, yeah, that's all planned.
Yeah, so don't worry, it's here, you just didn't find it because it wasn't linked.
And apparently you can't use Google, so yeah, I can't help you.
It'll be fixed eventually, but it's already there, so it really doesn't need to be fixed anyway. But don't worry, you can find it.
We have
Joy
banned it
you. You could do an email.
Okay.
How long is this going to be?
We're just zapping through the emails. This is great.
That's true.
It's faster than writing.
Here's one from the infamous Mr. Mime.
Yeah.
I have this book about classic arcade games that mentions this movie version of Donkey Kong Jr. Cast Mario, Danny DeVito, Donkey Kong Jr., Gary Coleman, Donkey Kong, Mr. T. Have you guys heard of it? It's not in IMDb.
The reason for that, sir, is that you are gullible. There is no such film. There never was such a film. And if all is right in the world, there will never be such a film. Although Mr. T would actually be pretty good, I suppose.
Okay, this next one takes up my entire screen, so I'm not reading it right now.
You can just skim through it.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do it later.
Remember, if you write long messages, we tend to get lazy and just skip them and never actually answer them.
LOL.
Why did you say LOL when you clearly weren't doing any laughing out loud? That was after the fact.
Here's one from Dude667.
At least he's not Dude666.
You stole my joke.
Oh, wait, this is...
That wasn't much of a joke.
Right.
Actually, maybe it's 677. So, Dude677, back with more questions to ask about the Mario universe and the TMK universe as well. But, well, this is about Deezer, so I don't know.
No. Oh, is it anything good?
Well, okay, Deezer, juicy. What did you think about the Deezer the Snowman song? I thought the song was funny and imaginative.
Deezer the Snowman, etc.
I have recently started playing SM64 for some exploring, and yet I still can't overcome my issues with the game. Okay, it may seem a little weird and kind of stupid, but I always ran to the place I would go to in hopes of running away from boos that would like to eat our hero. I kind of, this doesn't seem Nintendo-y, but if there is an enormous castle with no one in there, then there is a problem. Also, I would like to know what you guys like to play other than Mario. Any shooters or strategy games?
Shooters or strategy games?
Not both.
No.
Okay, well, what games do you like to play that aren't Mario?
Star Fox, Mega Man, Zelda.
Okay. What about anybody else?
Guitar Hero, DDR.
Do you play Mario DDR?
Yes.
We'll see. I like to play a lot of
RPGs.
And thus the podcast ends, and we're all going to go play Mario DDR.
Wait, no one else has any more answers to this?
I like games.
I like Metroid Prime. I didn't like Metroid Prime 2. I like Smash Brothers, but I don't know about the new Smash Brothers. The stupid Snake in it.
It's amazingly awesome.
It has Snake in it. It can't be awesome.
No, you have that mixed up. It has Wario in it, so therefore it cannot be awesome. Snake is fine.
It has Wario in it, therefore it must be awesome, and Snake must be an illusion, just sent here to view this all.
Yeah, he's got camo, and so he's...
I don't like Metal Gear Solid.
You don't like Metal Gear Solid to like Snake.
No, of course not. I don't like Metal Gear Solid, therefore I don't like Snake either.
Next mailbag question.
Yeah,
no,
next mailbag.
No, next mailbag question. He's not done yet.
Who's not? Oh, he's not.
No. Also, what do you think about the Revolution? I, myself, will think it will be a great system, but many people, friends, reviewers at GameSpy, have doubted the Revolution's success. Some say it will make or break Nintendo. Just imagine. Nintendo gone? Wonder what Deezer will do next. Do an Xbox site? Shudders.
Did he say GameSpy or GameSpot?
GameSpy.
He said GameSpy?
Mm-hmm.
So that you mean there are reviewers at GameSpy that... fine, upstanding site, which I have no affiliation with whatsoever, cough, that possibly disparaged that which is the Revolution? There's only one answer to that. They'll be the first ones against the wall when the Revolution comes.
Okay. Whee! Thanks for taking your time to ask the many questions you answer for mailbags.
He's got a point. We raise more questions than we answer with these things.
Thanks for this site, and thanks for giving us Mario fans something to look forward to. Thanks for everything.
Goodbye.
I think I like this guy, but I'm not sure why.
This one has some audio. I have just thought that the World 1 map screen music from Super Mario Bros. 3, as well as the intro of Mario's pad music from Super Mario RPG... reminded me of the Sesame Street theme song.
Yeah.
Here's a MIDI file that Chris Reed
what?
Made.
They do.
It's basically Super Mario Bros. 3's World 1 map screen music being a Sesame Street remix. Hope you like it. P.S. You can update the sounds and music section of the MushroomKingdom.net site by adding that MIDI to. From Bless Ranger.
Really?
So,
how nice of
shall I
Bless
find
Ranger.
This thing and play it?
I guess.
Here it is. Boy.
Um.
Yeah. I don't see the connection at all.
It's not a very good Sesame Street remix, but...
No, wait a minute. This is just the Super Mario Brothers map music with the Sesame Street music overlaid on top of it. What connection is there at all?
None.
We can do the same thing. Are you ready? I'm going to show out the Star Wars music and the Indiana Jones thing are the same.
Worst iPod. Oh my god, they're wrong.
Now, as you can tell, there was no relation between those two songs. Just like there's no relation, that we can tell, between the Sesame Street theme and any music in Super Mario Bros. 3. I'm sorry. Next message.
Okay, this one is from Linda Alford Alford.
Hi, Linda.
Alfred Alfred.
Dear TMK, this is my first time writing to you, and I have a question. Why don't Nintendo bring back some Paper Mario characters for new characters? I mean, the first Paper Mario didn't do well. But Paper Mario the Thousand-Year Door was, to me, the best-selling RPG of all time. I'm serious.
We're laughing not at you, but...
Well, slightly at you.
I went to many Mario sites, and I tell you, I saw a lot of Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door fan art, especially of the Shadow Siren Vivian.
Vivian? Why are we laughing? Is it because of Vivian?
Is there a question?
Well, the question was, why don't Nintendo bring back some characters for new characters?
That would be new characters, for one thing.
They did do that. They brought back Paper Mario characters and Paper Mario Thousand Year Door. They are cameos.
And there will be a
they had
Super
meta,
Paper Mario.
Yeah, and that'll be good.
You need to add any word that starts with vowel per in the title. So,
Cooper.
Super Paper Copper.
Super Paper... No, I'm not going to say that.
No.
Super Papyrus Mario. Mario goes to Egypt.
Super Paper Cooper.
The Super Paper Trooper story.
Super Paper Copper Tripper Scooper.
Scooper.
Okay, let's keep moving.
Oh, well, see, Linda Alford Alford sent us another message.
She did? Amazing.
Dear TMK, I pressed the wrong button. Sorry.
Now, I don't want to doubt Linda here. I mean, absolutely don't. But don't you usually say these things after you hit enter and not, like, before? I mean, this implies she typed the whole message up and then she accidentally said it while knowing she was going to do it. Which would make it not an accident anymore.
I think that was why it's funny.
Okay. Well, thank you for apologizing. We love you, too.
Now we have Christina from Vancouver, Canada.
Why do we have so many girls' names emailing us? I mean, are they actually all female? Or?
Well, she writes, I'm looking for an email contact for one of your voices, Sushi Ikino. If you could either pass on this message to him or send me his email address, I would be very grateful.
Wait, what does she want?
Who?
A voice? An email address?
Email for one of your, quote, voices.
Who?
Asushi Ikuno.
Who's that?
Maybe he works for Nintendo and does voice acting.
Or maybe she thinks we are Nintendo.
Why does everyone think we're Nintendo?
Well, someone did ask us to write Mario Baseball and then they released it.
Yes.
No, but then we released it.
Did we ever see any royalty checks? No.
Okay, this next one's long. I might come back to it.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you actually just saying that and we'll never actually go back to it, or we actually go back to it?
It depends on my voices.
Okay, keep going.
Alright, this one's from Yoshi Mastar.
Not Master, but Mastar.
Mastar.
Mastar Yoshi.
In the last mailbag, Megabyte said Bowser was Oprah Winfrey in disguise. Now, of course, that's not true. Clearly, Bowser is really Randy Savage. I mean, just listen to him in Mario Sunshine.
Is that the end of the email?
Yes.
Good.
Next.
I like your way of thinking, sir.
Best question ever.
All right. This is from Bird Person, who is having a fungiform withdrawal right about now.
Why?
That was when we were upgrading for a day.
Okay. That's right. If you don't access the fungiforms every 24 hours, you die.
Sup, TMK people. I was just wondering what you are all going to do when you can download games onto the Revolution. I'll probably sell all my N64 stuff and download it back.
That's a great use of money.
But there's no way of getting rid of my SNES. I've had it since I was 6, so my SNES is like my brother. I probably shouldn't ask about how much
I don't think your mom would like
cost.
That very much.
By the time this is in a mailbag, we'll probably all know. XP. Bye.
What does XP mean?
It means
stick your tongue out.
Why would you want that? Stop using smileys, people, okay? They're dumb.
XD.
Putting words in parentheses to show what you do, that's perfectly okay. For example, stab. That's fine. Well, does anybody know how much Revolutions, the Wii is going to cost?
No, we don't know anything.
It's going to cost.
Except that it's really stupid to sell all your games and then download them again. And pay again.
Well, actually, if you can get them for a good price, and then the Wii games are really, really cheap, it might be good.
Well, if you're poor.
You already got them. You don't know if they're going to be released on the virtual console.
We did go to E3, and we did hear one official thing. Inside the Wii demo chamber itself, about the price of the Wii. The Wii is going to be...
What was it?
It's going to be... a lot less than the PS3.
You're going to buy a Wii and a lot of stuff,
less than
they
half
said.
The price.
You could probably buy a Wii and some games and a controller and more stuff and still not pay the price of a PS3. You could probably buy a Wii and an Xbox 360 and a bunch of games and a bunch of other stuff. Well, that might be about the price it would be.
Well, okay, next message is from Jeebus Christ.
I don't want to answer this one on principle.
We already did, but...
We did? Oh. So why are we answering it again?
Well, you already answered all of these.
Oh, I did? Wow. I like myself.
Well, hey,
I'm the best answer ever.
First things first, your site is awesome. I'm glad you made this site, but there are some things I would change.
Oh, no.
One thing I would want you guys and girl to change is that you need to put a free trial or a demo of the game on the site so if people want to play it but don't have an old system, they can come to your site and play. If you do this, more people will come to your site, too. The second thing do you want to comment on that first?
Sure. I have a suggestion for this fellow. Wait, is this a girl or a guy?
Jeebus.
I don't know who this is. That's worrying me so much. While we're at it, why don't we just put demos of all the movies on the internet on our site too? By demos, I mean the whole movie downloadable, and just if you play it more than once or twice or five or six times, that's a problem. Just like the movie companies won't get mad at us, Nintendo won't get mad at us either if we put up all these games for download. They love it when we do that. It helps them so much. That's why they're making the Wii Revolution for download capabilities. Because they don't want to make money. No, we're not going to do it.
Somebody don't believe that.
Let me rephrase that. I was being sarcastic. No, we're not putting downloadable games on our site because we get in trouble. Now we're going to turn you in if we trace your IP address and we're going to make sure the ESA tracks you down. Pirate.
Well, this actually had some other answers.
Oh, well, sorry. Maybe
that's okay.
Okay.
The second thing I want to say, it's not about changing your site. I just want to know if you can talk to Xbox or PS to see if they will make a game with the same everything as Super Mario All-Stars, but as a bonus on the game, the make the star track at the end of Mario Karts on N64. Nothing changed. If you do this, I will make flyers and go around my high school posting your site on every locker, every wall, every door, on people's back, on everything.
Wait, let's do this one, okay? Okay, Mr. Xbox, right over here. Are you going to make a game just like Super Mario All-Stars, but with the added track from Mario Kart 64 at the end?
I will. And in fact, I'm going to put Master Chief in it.
You're not an Xbox, who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to Mr. PlayStation.
The Xbox and PlayStation, we don't actually have the room right now, but I'm pretending we do for the sake of the podcast, are inanimate objects. They can't speak. The point was that I'm talking to things that can't speak reply back to show that there is no Xbox or PlayStation that we're going to talk to. You spoiled my joke, sir.
No, he made it better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you really a high school kid? We love you, though. Trust us, we love you anyway.
We love you after you get out of the Nintendo booth, but we love you. Well, that's what they told me.
Blizzard did.
Well, that's right. We forgot about that.
Well, Blizzard did actually reply to this already.
He did? What did he say?
He said, we don't work for Nintendo, so we really can't do any of this stuff. And just for the record, Mario games will never come out for Xbox or PlayStation, so don't get your hopes up.
Well, actually...
But Deezer had replied also.
Oh, he did? What did he say?
That's right, LD. Just like how Sonic games will never... wait.
Okay. Deezer's too clever. Hey, I heard a rumor that Deezer's actually not Deezer. Are we still taping this?
Alright, here's one from Lay.
Hi, Lay.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, you can delete this if you want.
Okay.
Delete.
That was the easiest email ever.
Deleted.
I think I'll read this.
Okay.
You can delete this if you want, but I just wanted to ask if you guys know why they put Link next to Peach and not Mario next to her or Zelda next to him. I mean, Zelda's way back there in the back by Ganondorf. Okay, see ya.
The obvious answer is because look at Peach in Super Smash Bros. Melee. She looks human and attractive-like. If she were really like that, would she go anywhere near Mario? Let's be realistic here. Who looks better to girls, Mario or Link? We already know this one, don't we?
I vote fifth.
Alright, next message.
Yay!
I hope you can receive this. Okay.
Let's go find out.
I know this is rather sudden, but could you please get some artwork, not fan art, the other type, official game art, of Tumble Dice from Mario Party 3? Please! I'm begging you. Also, I'd like some pictures of Battle Tea, blue-spotted, orange-shirted, mushroom-like toad from Mario Party 2 and 3.
Mushroom-like toad? Amazing.
I think he means a toad-like mushroom.
Can you get them? Oh, yeah, and a picture of Belltop would be nice, too. Signed, Richard Salas.
Okay, I know who the first two things are, but what is Belltop?
Maybe a thing with a
top. That sounds like a Pokemon.
I haven't played any of those.
I played all of them, but I don't remember names of characters that appear in the maps or anything. We don't have any, but you know whose job that is?
Sapphire, Zephyrus.
Yeah. Her, the girl. The one that only has one set of chromosomes, unlike us, because we have two, because we're cool.
One set?
What?
You know, only one kind.
One kind.
You know what I mean? What is it? Oh, stop it.
We are crazy.
Okay, next message.
This is the hour-long podcast.
Just a couple of quick questions.
Yay.
As per usual.
Okay.
Have you ever thought about putting up a Mario Kart DS decal page?
No.
No. Have you also thought about one for Animal Crossing? GCNDS. Patterns?
Why would we put up an Animal Crossing pattern page?
There's an entire website for that.
I mean, we don't mind Animal Crossing. It has some neat Mario junk tossed into it, but Animal Crossing's not a Mario game.
I was just playing MKDS and thought about how cool it would be to come to Team K and look for decals and patterns. John Reed.
But it's not a Mario game.
For that. Mario Kart is not a Mario
game. Animal Crossing is not a Mario game. Mario Kart is a Mario Kart game. And yes, Mario, yes.
Brilliant.
Well, look, here's the reason. If you can tell us how to get decals out of Mario Kart easily from you, maybe we could put them up. But taking photographs of DS screens does not always result in very interesting looking pictures. That's a valid reason, right?
Alright.
Yeah.
Here's a message from Kyle England.
Hey, Kyle. Wait, that sounds familiar.
Kyle Orland.
No, this is Kyle England.
Hey, I have 43 Mario games, and I was wondering if I could be considered an ultimate Mario dude person.
Sure, why not?
No.
How many Mario games are there these days, anyway?
Hundreds.
I don't think there are actually hundreds. There might be 100 something or other, but...
Mm-hmm, there's probably more than 200.
Are you sure?
I would imagine.
Which Mario Party are we at?
I can look at the games database.
We could check. Well, see, well, you, I don't think you can count, like, reissues of the same game.
Sure you can. They're not the same wrong.
No.
They're different hunk of code.
Yeah, but then we'd have to count, like, all, like, 76,000 different versions of Donkey Kong that came out in 1980... 81 as different games, and they're not. That's ridiculous.
They play differently. They have different levels.
With different controls.
Okay. Having a lot of Mario games does not make you an ultimate Mario dude.
Person.
Dude person.
Alright, he's not done, though.
No, he's not. Okay.
Also, in Mario Tennis, why does Bob-omb make the sound of a shy guy?
He's confused.
P.S. I also have all of the Nintendo systems available in North America, except for the Game Boy Original, Virtual Boy, GB Micro, and those Game & Watch things.
So you're telling me you have a Pokemon Mini? If not, you don't. That's all I want to say.
That's a mini shorter ball.
Well, here's the one.
Okay.
Firstly, TMK rocks.
Yay, we rock.
Secondly,
we rocks.
On your site,
we will rock you.
We will walk you.
Walk. Dr. Wily.
Dr. Wawio. Dr. Wawio.
Okay, here's another one.
Secondly, on your site, you mentioned that Morton Cooper Jr. is named after... somebody. I'm too lazy to check it. Who? Actually, I read somewhere that Bowser was a nickname, and his full name is Moten Bowser Koopa. Hence, one of the Koopa kids is Morton Koopa Jr. I have no idea if Ninty confirmed anything, so this is just my thoughts.
Did you say Motown?
It's Motown Koopa Jr. I don't want to say. Wait, can you dump the email?
Well, there's okay, thirdly.
Okay.
I can't find the secret page. I need tips. Cries. Sincerely, signature here. Some guy who's crazy.
Well, we understood part of that. Let's review it in reverse order. First of all, the secret page. I don't know what the secret page is, because I don't really care anymore. I haven't bothered trying to look for it in years, because I've just always just got the address from someone and there's nothing on it. Of any importance. Although people keep telling me there is. I have to update my webcam. I didn't know I had one.
Oh, did we update all those pictures of David Dayton? Oh, sorry.
I don't want to know more about that. Secondly, you're doing what we call fan speculation. This is popular on certain sites on the internet, usually involving Donkey Kong. However, we are not one of those sites. We don't speculate. We merely state fact.
except in our forthcoming opinion columns.
Also known as, I am right. Did you read my profile page in Donkey Kong yet?
Phoenix Wright.
You might like it. Did he ask anything else important?
No.
Oh. Okay, good.
There's that Moten Koopa. Motown.
Well, no, it's... Yeah.
How long should we make this?
It's almost an even hour, isn't it?
It's 49 minutes.
Well, let's grab another message or two and be done with it.
Okay. Revco Embassy Pictures, in cooperation with Funky Finger Productions, presents...
Wait, stop. This isn't an email. This is a fake attempt at doing an ad thing.
Paper Mario, The Thousand-Year Door, the movie.
Wait, are we going to actually dignify this with a response?
Yeah.
Okay.
Join us through this extraordinary live-action adventure as Mario goes head-to-head with the vile Exnauts.
Woohoo! Yee-hee! Waha!
Starring... Louis Anderson as Mario.
Well, ho!
Jessica Alba as Princess Peach.
Like, woohoo!
And what? Morgan Freeman as Emperor Grotus.
What's Morgan Freeman sound like?
He sounds cool.
Yeah. Woohoo! Hey! I
don't know. Not that kind of cool.
I'm on TMK. I don't know what cool sounds like. Come on.
Also starring Frank Caliendo as all of Mario's party members. Director's note, Mario's party members will be all computer-generated.
Woohoo.
What's the idea of actor?
Tom Hanks as Luigi. And Christopher Lloyd as Professor Frankly.
Okay, I'll admit, that last one's a good choice.
With a special guest appearance by former President Bill Clinton as the voice of TEC. Don't miss the success opportunity. Currently playing at Stanky Joe's 5-Cent Cineplex and the AutoZone Theater for the Performing Arts in Dothan, Alabama. Copyright 2006, Fake Name Enterprises Limited, all rights reserved. With love, Megatoad.
That's one way of saying it.
Say it with love.
Bye, Megatoad. Well, we'll have to make sure. The only thing that was actually one good thing about
that's all, folks.
One good thing about that message was it clearly pointed out the failure of the Super Mario Brothers movie, which someone here has not seen yet. We must rectify that this week.
I will not be forced to sit through such.
You mean a failure if I ever tried to make one based on the game directly?
I think making a movie based on the game directly would be even worse than the movie they made.
That's what I just said.
Okay.
Didn't we have two or three movies people made and sent to us?
Yeah.
We should put them on a DVD and watch them sometime and do director's commentary. You know,
we're not the directors.
That doesn't matter in Hollywood.
Alright.
Who's next?
Well, we're just in Los Angeles.
Next is Super Chris 129.
Okay.
Hey, TMK.
Hey.
Super Mario Bros. 1 and 3 were the best Mario games ever made. Playing these games is a true joy and is best being played on the NES.
It best be is.
Not everyone has access to one, and it's hardly a portable convenience. The world needs to play these games again and not these watered-down versions of classic games such as Super Mario Advance 4. I don't think anyone wanted to hear Lucky or Just What I Needed every time Mario gets a power-up.
Lucky!
Plus, being able to save the game whenever you want just takes away all of the challenges and fun the original game had to offer.
Just what I needed!
What we need are absolutely direct GBA ports of these games. No saving, no sleep mode, no new sound effects or power-ups, and not forced into widescreen like the classic NES series.
Yeah, like you understand how...
That was forced into widescreen?
Please tell me Nintendo has some plans for portable, perfectly emulated NES games, not on the computer or Nintendo Wii. The idea of Super Mario Bros. 3 on GBA sounds just perfect.
Well, sir, we don't know.
I'm telling you this right now, but I can't say it's true.
What are you telling him?
What do you ask me to tell him?
What?
that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Well, you're never going to have a perfectly emulated Super Mario Bros. 3 on the GBA because the GBA screen isn't the same size as the NES screen.
Well, you could cheat. You could cheat.
No, it's
a different aspect ratio.
I know, but you can cheat by chopping out the whole bottom part of the screen.
Bottom? Be perfectly emulated.
Yep, they've already done that.
As long as you don't look at it, it's perfectly emulated. It's perfectly emulated except for the bottom of the screen.
It's tied to the wall right now.
Okay, sheesh.
Afraid. It's tied to the wall?
Yes.
You can hear David, get up.
Fairies can come through the wall.
Believe it or not, I'm walking across the room. You never thought I could do such a tedious thing.
Tedious? Hideous?
Yeah. What's this? What kind of message is this? It's long.
Well, that's why I'm not reading it.
Dear Toaster Muffin Kitchen. Oh, it's TMK, I get it. Bob, I'm back. After the longest time having absolutely nothing to say, I now have some questions for you, sadly. Thankfully, less than usual this time, but just as, quote, good, unquote, nonetheless. One, when I played Mario Party 5 for the first time, I was this big, goofy-looking tornado named Tweester, and it was so weird for me because I'd never seen it before in a Mario game. Was Mario Party 5 his first appearance as new character, or if I missed him somehow somewhere before? Oh, it looks like you responded to this already. What did I say? I said, well, there was a whirlwind in Super Mario Bros. 3. Dot, dot, dot. Anybody want to add anything?
Also,
and he's in Super Mario 64.
And Paper Mario.
Yeah, see? Were those called Tweester?
No, they were...
Okay, so he never appeared before. Got it.
Well, they never called him that before.
Right. Well, then they weren't him. Even though they probably were. Two, main question. One day as I sat on my bed and thought about stuff that I can't remember right now, something got me thinking about the old show Unsolved Mysteries. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know about you, but that show used to scare the willies out of me as a kid. Anyway, I know the spooky theme of the show.
I kept him in a jar.
Doo-doo-doo-doo. Okay, how's the Unsolved Mysteries theme go, guys? He has a little doo-doo-doo written out here.
I don't think I've actually heard it.
All right.
Well, it's a spooky theme, so it just sounds spooky.
Ooh. Doo-doo.
And after that, my brain wandered. How messy. I thought about Super Mario World. I thought about the Ghost House theme. And suddenly my brain short-circuited, my jaw hit the cushions. This guy just has a hard time with his body. They sound almost exactly the same. His jaw and the cushions sound the same. And that's the first part of the Ghost House theme. I don't remember the Unsolved Mysteries theme exactly, but isn't it somewhat similar? Gah! Maybe I just don't watch enough horror movies. I said not exactly, but to be honest, I have no idea what the Unsolved Mysteries theme sounds like.
It's been a long time, but...
I'm sure they don't sound the same, because if they did, we would have noticed this by now.
No, not really.
Somebody would have written it by now. Yeah, so that's the Ghost House thing.
No, it's not the harmonies, the background sound that's similar, but not really.
Three.
Yeah.
When the
revolution
finally arrives, after we've all gotten insane from waiting, banged on our heads, and...
That's not a CM.
And I almost bought a different system. What games do you guys want to download? I was so far thinking I might like Mach Rider, some of the Zelda games, because I've never played those before. And I responded... Wait. Oh, I know what I responded. Okay, here we go. I can do it again. Do 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 da do da do 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 dee.
Still not quite how it goes.
Go on.
Mach Rider, by the way, isn't very good. I will say that already. There was a versus arcade version of Mach Rider, which is entirely different, sort of. Not really, but it was different. And if you've never played the Zelda games, what kind of sheltered life have you led? Buy them right away. Now, all of them. And play them. Did you know Mario is in most Zelda games? Sort of. Okay, four. Finally, I had to share this idea of mine, which you've probably either already taken, or stupid, or both. Hee hee. Oh, no. If I apologize, folks. If TMK ever had a gang hand sign for some reason, I think it should be two upside down peace signs next to each other to make the M for Mario. Like, I go walking down the street, you see, and then I see old Jefferson over there looking so tough and cool, and I walk. That's what it says right here. Really, what it says.
Okay, so.
And I walk up to him all lock. Sup, my bro, Jefferson. You know, we're going to get in trouble for that. That's not our fault. For shame, Yogisaurus Rex. Oh. We're laughing over something entirely different. Anyway. that will probably never happen. No, I don't think so. I'm not even cool enough to talk to him. Oh, Jefferson, okay. As you can tell from my bad jokes, this person thinks telling bad jokes means they can't talk to you.
Man.
That's all I got. Thanks again. You guys rock sir me and makes me raffle. Thanks, dude. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. How old is this message? Sincerely, the one and only, last of its kind, Yoshisaurus Rex. Oh, I responded to the gang sign thing. I said, the concept of Saphira flashing a gang sign is fairly amusing. So what are the messages we not read yet? What are the long ones? We're almost done, folks. Don't worry.
I think they've all left.
They haven't gotten... Yeah, here.
They're not finished downloading.
Oh, wait, you like that one. Oh, no. I mean, yes. It's been a while, but it's me, the old Marionator, sending you another Q-mail.
What?
Q-mail?
It's been a while, but it's me, the old Marionator, sending you another Q-mail. Sorry, I have something in my throat. So, we are getting close to Nintendo DS Online. This letter was at 11-105. And to the end of the year, what has been your favorite moment? What was your most disappointing? What about the most surprising? What has been your favorite game this year? Could be off topic if you like. Which one are you going to get this year? Possibly next. Will you get a Revolution or a different system? That was a lot of questions.
And there's a lot more.
Hold on, we can do this quickly. What was your favorite moment of 2005? Anybody? Okay, we didn't have any, sorry. What was your most disappointing moment of 2005?
I think we're all brain dead by now.
Okay, what about the most surprising moment of 2005?
When I learned I was dead.
What was your favorite game of last year? That's an easy one, we can do that one. I want to know why it is that when he says what...
Did I play any games that were made last year?
Wait, why is it when he says, what has been your favorite game of this year, could be off topic if you like?
Means not Mario.
Not Mario.
Oh. What was your favorite game from last year at all? Anybody? Somebody say something.
Did Super Princess... No.
That was this year.
It did. It came out last year.
It did?
Oh.
Okay. It did for me. I from Japan.
Hey, it's a game of 2005.
Okay, someone said Super Princess Peach. Aren't you happy? Yay, good. Will you get a Revolution or a different system? Apparently, I'm not going to get a Revolution. I'm going to get a different system.
Cone.
I'm so funny. Oh, yeah. What? Okay, this guy already had answers to his own questions. Why'd we do all that? I have some answers to these questions myself. Yeah. My favorite moment this year was probably when I went to the Anaheim Convention Center October 22nd and 23rd. Banking the out. Just kidding. I'm sorry for smoothing this in. They let me play Mario Kart early. Well, you guys played MK at E3, of course. Yes, we did, I think. And it was awesome. A must buy indeed. My disappointing moment this year, though, was buying a DS. Though the cool thing was I got one at launch. The reason why I'm disappointed was because they were selling a Red Flame DS with a copy of Mario Kart on November. Right. So the point, he's wrong. His point wasn't that it was sad, the disappointing buying the DS. It was disappointing later on when he found out DS was cheaper and was red. For shame. I got the cool system to hit him in school. My most surprising moment was finding out the defense and Wi-Fi were going to be at McDonald's.
Oh, wow. Wow.
You pretty much have a McD's everywhere, so it won't be hard to find one. You know, I've got to agree with that. It won't be hard to find a McDonald's. Well,
except in L.A.
I guess that about covers my moments, but the coup de grace for my letter are the games. My favorite game this year was Resident Evil 4 for the GCM. Actually, I probably agree. I think that was my favorite game in 2005. But if it had to be a Mario game, it would be Mario Superstar Baseball.
No.
Let's play the baseball game. Sorry.
I didn't even play it.
I'm hoping to get Mario Kart MNL Pit. I think that means Mario Luigi Partners in Time.
Yes.
And even Animal Crossing for my DS. I might get a Rev. My bro has been really poking me in the eye about getting a 360.
Ow.
If you keep doing that, it won't be any good playing video games.
Yeah, it'll get HD if you have no...
You'll be seeing everything in mono.
What?
You keep getting poked in the eye.
Is it high definition or mono definition?
So I hope to get something good in the end. No, he's poking you in the eye, not the end.
No.
I didn't mean that. Okay, go back and delete that, please. I didn't. Go. We have to delete that part. We're stopping now.
We're just gonna get a soundbite of that. That's what's gonna go live. He's poking you in the eye, not the end.
We're not broadcasting that clip, that's all I'm saying.
No, but we'll have it up for download.
No, we're not.
Okay, I'm gonna reread the line, we'll edit that out, okay?
Nope.
We'll beat you to death.
That sounds fun.
I thought you.
Of course, I mean, I already beat to death. So.
Okay, I might get a rev. My bro has been really poking me in the eye lab like an A360, so I hope to get something good in the end.
Wow, this even answers itself.
The problem is, since we just clipped out the first clip, he's just going to go through and hear this thing, expose your laughter, be so confused.
How about we just stop? We're about this email.
We're almost done.
November, we're almost done with life.
November really is this year's hot month.
It's cold.
Okay, this is...
Maybe he's in the southern hemisphere.
He wrote lots as a possessive. Lots of stuff will be released, including
life.
These hopefully popular Mario games, DS going online, and the first brother of future gaming, 360, will take its steps up to the street.
It's life.
These has only always been my thoughts, but now I want to hear someone else's thoughts. A true gamer. Someone that'll give me a comment on all this talk. Which is why I thought of TMK as my answer. Please, TMK, lend me your ear.
Singular ear.
All I'm going to say is 2005 was a fairly good year.
And I'll say the end.
Yes. Chop, stop it, quick.